This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I got to tell you, I feel so much better when I talk about my anxiety instead of keeping it bottled up. There's an expression that I first heard from the great researcher and also Zen practitioner Robert Waldinger: never worry alone. Our temptation many times is to keep it bottled up, but the data really show that the people who do the best in life, who live the longest and are the happiest, have strong relationships with people with whom they can talk about whatever's going on in their lives. And for me, therapy is part of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you might give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happier today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happier. I've got some big trips coming up with my little boy, my 9-year-old son, Alexander. We're going to Washington, D.C. We're also going to Miami. And you better bet we're going to use Viator to help us find some fun activities while we're there. We've already started scrolling. We haven't chosen anything yet, but there are some pretty cool options on Viator. We've used this website on our past trips and found plenty of cool options. All travel takes some planning, and Viator can really help you plan some better travel experiences. Enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. Plus, Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you can get support anytime. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. They really do have an extraordinary range of very cool activities, things I never would have otherwise considered. It's really fun to browse it with my son and to decide together what we are going to do and not do. Find your perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Happy Friday, everybody. Time for a bonus meditation. The classic image of a meditator is somebody sitting down, maybe in lotus position, maybe in a chair. But you don't actually have to be sitting still in order to meditate. You can be meditating while moving. And our teacher du jour, Diana Winston, is going to talk you through staying mindful while out on a brisk walk. A little bit more about Diana. She's the director of mindfulness education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center, and she's the author of several books, including Fully Present. Here we go now with Diana Winston.
Hi, this is Diana, and here's a meditation for when you're taking a walk. People often think you have to do mindful walking at a slow pace, but that's not true at all. We can be aware at any pace. We might pay attention to different things when we're walking quickly than when we're doing it slowly, but it's still a wonderful way to meditate. When we're walking at a quick pace, there are lots of things to pay attention to, and it's another excellent time to practice being aware. So let's do this together now. Let's go for a walk. As we start our walk, there's no need to have any particular agenda. Oftentimes when I walk around my neighborhood, my mind starts out lost in thinking. Maybe I'm worrying about the day or something that's coming up, and I just let myself think. It's okay. So give yourself a little bit of time to even feel ready to start the meditation. We can start with a very focused practice, noticing the sensations in our feet and legs. Since we're at a brisk pace, it's likely you're not noticing in a very detailed way, but you can feel your feet hitting the ground. Left, right, or stepping. When I'm walking quickly, I mostly notice the touch of the bottom of my feet on the ground. If you want to use a mental label, you could say left, right, or stepping, stepping. Just say it very softly in your mind if it helps you stay connected to the steps. So try this for a while, feeling your feet hit the ground, maybe noticing sensations in your calves, ankles, and knees. And then if and when your attention wanders, see if you can bring it back to the sensations in your feet and legs. Now let's shift our focus. You've been doing a very focused walking practice where your attention is focused just in your feet. But now can you notice your body moving through space? You might generally feel the forward motion of your body or the air rushing past you. So you've shifted your attention from focused sensations to the whole body moving. Let's try being aware of that. We'll take some time to practice this now. Just see if you can relax and be here, present in the midst of life. This is natural awareness. So just resting and being. At some point, it's time to end the meditation and stop walking. Notice your mind as you bring the practice to an end. How do you feel? How does your body feel? Thank you for your practice. See you next time.
Thank you, Diana. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.